Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
What about Too Many People?
Too Many People is on an album called Ram. It was at a time when John was firing missiles at me. I don't know what he hoped to gain other than punching me in the face. And this kind of annoyed me, obviously. I suddenly decided to turn my missiles on him.
I'm Paul Muldoon. And I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
Am I actually a songwriter? My God, well, that crept up on me.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Too Many People.
That was your first mistake.
Who broke up the Beatles? Was it Paul McCartney or was it John Lennon? Was it the death of manager Brian Epstein, the interference of businessman Alan Klein, or somehow the mere presence of Yoko Ono? No matter how many times this question has been asked, trying to answer it seems futile. There are many reasons why the Beatles broke up. So, in this episode, we won't be trying to find a definitive cause for the Beatles' breakup. Instead, we will be telling the story of its aftermath.
I was keeping largely quiet about John and the Beatles sort of split up. I didn't really have many accusations to fling, but he was flinging quite a few, being John. They were quite hurtful barbs to be flinging around, and I was the body they were being flung at, so I was having to accept this, but it hurt.
Too many people going underground. Too many reaching.
In a 1969 business meeting, John Lennon made an announcement.
There was a few of us there, and he said, "Oh, I've been wanting to tell you this, but I'm leaving the Beatles." And we're all a bit shocked. It was, you know, me, George and Ringo. We're all a bit shocked. We're like, "Oh, what? Why? And I think I've told you, I remember him saying, "Oh, this is quite exciting." You know, yeah. That was very John. That was sort of what you admired about John. It was a bit of a loony in the nicest possible way.
It was like breaking up with someone.
Yeah, and that's what he said. It's like a divorce, and he had just had a divorce.
Yeah.
So he was saying, yeah, you know, there's an excitement to this. And I think, obviously, we, whilst all of us could see what he meant, those of you left in the opposite side of the borderline, it's not so, quite so funny.
When John Lennon announced his departure from the group, it was clear to the other three Beatles that the band was done for good.
It was such a unit,
yes.
Such a foursome, that I don't think any of us... I mean, we joked about it. You know, we joked about forming a group called the Threetles. That was pretty good. But, you know, it was never anything more than a joke.
In that same meeting where John Lennon announced he was leaving the group, he also told his bandmates that he was set to go along with the manager, Alan Klein. McCartney was resistant to trusting Alan Klein, who was already known for his mishandling of the Rolling Stones.
The whole story, in an absolute nutshell, was we were having a group meeting and John appeared at it. And he said, "Oh, I've just been to see this guy, Alan Klein, in the Dorchester, me and Yoko. He's promised Yoko an exhibition up in Syracuse. And I think this guy's great. Oh, and by the way, I'm leaving the group." So that was basically how all of that happened. And it was looking like Alan Klein would have... because it was 3-1. The other two went with John. So it was looking like Alan Klein was going to own our entire Beatle empire, which is an idea that I was not too keen on. I just thought, no. This guy has got such a bad reputation. And good old Johnny goes, "Oh, if he's that badly talked about, he can't be all bad." You know, to John, there was this kind of distorted way of thinking.
What followed was a series of lawsuits between McCartney and the rest of the band over who would control the rights to their music.
So, all in all, I had to fight them for my bit of the Beatles, and in actual fact, for their bit of the Beatles, which many years later they kind of, you know,
realized
and almost thanked me for. And nowadays, you know, people get it, they get it. And but as I had to fight them, I think they thought, and felt they were the ones who were being hurt by this. But the hurt that went down during that period, though, was them feeling hurt, me feeling hurt, but John being John... John would be the one who would want to write a hurtful song. So it was his kind of bag, you know. I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me.
Yoko and me. In his 1970 song, God, Lennon announced the end of the Beatles' dream. Dream is over. What can I say? And to publicise the release of his new album, he was interviewed by Rolling Stone founder and publisher Jan Wenner.
I no longer believe in myth, you know.
And Beatles is another myth, you know. I don't believe in it. The dream's over. You know, and I'm not just talking about the Beatles, I'm talking about the generation thing. You know, the dream's over, like, it's over, you know, and we gotta, well, I have, anyway, personally, gotta get down to so-called reality.
John would do it in some of the songs he was writing, some of the comments about how the Beatles did nothing, it was rubbish, the Beatles was crap. And, you know, I told you, Yoko, St. Paul never did anything, all he did was book the studio.
It looks so awful when I say I don't like this and I don't like that. It's just that I wouldn't, you know, I don't like many of the Beatles records either, you know. My own taste is different from that which I've played sometimes, which is called cop-out, you know, to make money or whatever, or because I didn't know any better.
So I'm having to read all this stuff, and on the one hand I go, oh, fuck off, you fucking idiot. And that's my main sentiment. But on the other hand, it's like, why would you say that? Why would you want to be, what is it about me? Like, you're annoyed at me, or you're jealous, or what is it, you know? And John had all of those emotions wrapped up into a ball of Lennon.
In Too Many People, his 1970s version of a diss track, McCartney made a veiled response to Lennon's harsh comments.
Too many people going underground, too many reaching for a piece of cake.
I mean, literally, people sort of grabbing for a piece of the cake, a piece of a slice.
Piece of the pie also, apple pie.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So right. I think that because it had all been just all a bit weird and a bit nasty, I was just basically saying, let's be sensible, let's be peaceful, let's, you know, we had a lot going, and what's actually split us up is the business stuff. That's pretty pathetic, really. So let's try and be peaceful. I think it was quite mild, but the idea of too many people preaching practices was aimed at him and Yoko, telling everyone what they ought to do. You should do this, should do that. And I just got fed up being told what to do. So I wrote the song, and it was You Made Your First Mistake.
Was your first mistake?
You know, you took your lucky break and broke it in two.
You took your
Was me basically saying, you've made this break, so good luck with it. But I say, it was pretty mild. I didn't really come out with any savagery. The first verse and the chorus was basically, that was all the anger I could muster. And when I did the vocal, when the second line, too many reaching for a piece of cake, I remember singing it, and if you listen to it, it says, piss off cake. Too many people reaching for a piss off cake.
Too many reaching for a piece of cake. Too many people.
I was just getting back at him, but my heart wasn't really in it.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Despite the mild nature of the insults in Too Many People, Lennon was fired up and responded with the song How Do You Sleep on his 1971 album Imagine.
Understand some of the stuff he was doing. He actually had Alan Klein and Yoko in the room suggesting lyrics. So All You Ever Did Was Yesterday apparently was Alan Klein's suggestion.
Wow.
So John would go, hey, great, put that in. And I can see the joy and the fun and the laughs they had doing it. But I've got to work very hard to not take this too seriously. But at the back of my mind, I'm going, wait a minute, All I Ever Did Was Yesterday. Yeah, well, it's funny pun, but All I Ever Did Was Yesterday, Let It Be, Long and Winding Road, Eleanor Rigby, Lady Madonna, fuck you, John. Too many people sharing party lines. I don't know what that means, except people used to have party lines and you come in on their conversations.
But the party line, Paul, is also towing the party line. You know, this is our position here, and we're fixed in that position.
All of these little things were just, whether they were actually physically right, whether John and Yoko slept in late or not.
Yeah.
They were all veiled references to people thinking that the only truth is their own truth, which is what was coming from John and Yoko. And, you know, the thing is, it was crap. War is over. Well, no, it isn't. But I get what you're saying. War is over if you want it. So if enough people want war to be over, it'll be over. I'm not sure that's entirely true. But it's a great sentiment. It's a nice thing to think and to say.
I'd been able to accept Yoko in the studio on a blanket in front of my amp. I'd worked hard to come to terms with that. But then when we broke up and everyone was now flailing around, John turned nasty. So this is me sort of saying, shut up, really.
You know, that's a song that has a particular purpose.
Too many people?
Yeah, for better or worse, it is, you know, getting back.
Yeah.
But that's not really a feature of your songs much, is it?
No, I don't do that much.
While McCartney's lyrics were more often about love than competition, he and John Lennon both wrote many songs with the intention of impressing or even upstaging one another.
That was the nature of our competitiveness, and we were both very upfront about that. You know, if you'd write a good one, I'd feel like I had to write a better one.
You know, that is a very, very common phenomenon and a very understandable one.
It's also a great thing
because
it's inspiration, you know, it's motivation. If you've got someone who you respect, who comes up with something rather good. I'm sure it happens to everyone.
Totally.
You know, you'll suddenly see so-and-so's new poem and think, You don't necessarily have to tell anyone.
No.
But in your own private mind, you just think, well, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt this friendly competition contributed to the Beatles' prolific output. After the band's disintegration, however, the competition between McCartney and Lennon was no longer about who could write a more catchy chorus or skillful bridge. It was about who could fling the most hurt. Here again is How Do You Sleep?
You've got to remember, I sued him in court. I sued my friends from Liverpool, lifelong friends, in court. So there's a lot of getting over that had to be done.
As much as too many people represented McCartney on the attack, it wasn't aligned with his natural disposition. 6 months later, he made an attempt at appeasement in Dear Friend, a song from his 1971 album, Wildlife.
Dear friend, what's the time? Is this really the borderline? Does it really mean so much to you?
I mean, why is this argument going on? Is it because you're afraid of something?
Or is it true?
Are you afraid of the split up? Are you afraid of me doing something without you?
Dear friend, throw the wine. I'm in love with a friend of mine.
Are you afraid of the consequences of this? Who knows? And then the little rhyme is, or is it true? You know, is it true? Is all these hurtful allegations true?
Or is it true?
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2024, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I was aware of the McCartney-Lennon feud as it was happening, and I heard these very public arguments in the songs. But I've always wondered if there was indeed a form of reconciliation. Did Lennon ever listen to Dear Friend?
I would think he did. Yeah, I would think he listened to my records, you know, when they came out.
Did he ever respond to this in particular?
No, no. That was not his way, you know. We're guys, you know, it's not like a boy and girl. It's a guy and guy. It's a boy and boy. And you don't, those days, you didn't release as much emotion with each other.
Dear friend, what's the time?
Even if Lennon never explicitly addressed McCartney's olive branch, the two did find their way back to one another.
Really mean so much to you?
Some years later, Lennon even admitted that the anger and lyrical attacks in songs like How Do You Sleep were directed more towards himself than towards McCartney. Eventually, they were able to put the hurt and negative feelings behind them and move forward with their friendship.
It was super, super painful. And so there was a lot of navigation of emotions to be done.
Right.
A lot of hurt to be sailed around. But we did it. And, you know, in the end, that's something I was very glad of when he got murdered, was that I had some really good times with him before that happened. It would have been the worst thing in the world for someone like me Mm-hmm. Had he just been killed and we still had bad relationship, yes. I would have just thought, oh, I should have, you know. Yes. That would have been a big guilt trip for me. But luckily, you know, we were friendly and we talked about how to bake bread.
We've got something a bit special for you.
It seems like Paul McCartney's adoration for his childhood friend has only deepened over time. In 2022, on his Got Back tour, McCartney surprised his audience by bringing Lennon back on stage. Turning away from the crowd, he looked up at a video of his old friend projected on a giant screen behind him. And together, they sang I've Got a Feeling. Their contrasting voices washing over the crowd, the two Beatles again joined in a musical conversation. In the next episode.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again.
How an innocent carnival ride gave birth to heavy metal.
Do you, don't you want me to love you?
McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, NPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.